Blog Talk Radio.
Grab a cigarette, radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown sugar, brown sugar.
BrownSugarRadio. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
What's happening? Brown Sugar Radio, Lord, listening. Y'all know what time it is, Tuesday Night Live, on the live show on the internet. And tonight we're just going to have actually just a little subject area, we're just going to have a conversation on just us today. Because, you know, we were supposed to have a guest model. That show actually got rescheduled. We have three of them that will be appearing. And these top models, their schedule is jam-packed. So we had to go ahead and make some things happen tonight. And y'all know that I always make sure that I keep something prepared because that's how it is in this industry. You know what I mean? You have to be flexible. You have to be able to know how to work it on out when things do not come through your way. So I got to say what's up to all of my loyal listeners. Thank you all for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I'm going to go ahead and open up my chat. We are going to have another short but sweet segment here on Brown Sugar Radio. And many of you I know have been following football. And, man, did you guys see the games with the Eagles and the Redskins? What's really going on? Michael Vick is clowning. Do you hear me? I mean, good grief. He threw that football, I swear, dagger across the whole football field. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was ridiculous. And they had 34-0 the first half? That's crazy. I guess Michael Vick said, look, I'm coming through, I'm representing, and I'm going to let y'all know what y'all missed. You know what I'm saying? So I know Philly is truly loving him now because many of you know the history with Michael Vick as far as him trying to boycott him and all that kind of stuff. But he holding it down now. Okay? So I'm glad they started him. I'm glad he's getting off to a fresh start. And it looks like God is just truly blessing him. All right, you guys, as I'm trying to get in my chat box here, it appears that my computer is having some issues, but it's all good. It is all good because I want to talk some more about all these weddings that's been taking place. Now, in July, okay, we had all the weddings that were taking place with T.I. and Tiny and then Carmelo and La La. Well, now Nick Lachey and his long-term girlfriend, Vanessa, is getting married, which I thought was beautiful. But look, 5 days later, then we find out Jessica Simpson is getting married. And she's getting married to, I think, what's his name, Eric Williams? It's Eric something. He was a former football player. And I'm going to get the scoop. Y'all know I got to get the scoop for my listeners and find out exactly what team that he played for. But he was actually married when they met. They dated for 5 months. I think his divorce has to be final by now. But Jessica had tweeted earlier when they first started dating how she had met a really great guy and just how fortunate she was. And it's beautiful. But to me, the wedding of the decade is going to be Prince Williams. Princess Diana's son proposed to Kate Middleton, and they have been dating for 5 years. And he, listen to this, you guys. He gave his mother's engagement ring. It was a beautiful sapphire engagement ring. You guys have to check it out. Google Prince William's wedding and check it on out. And that way you guys can see how gorgeous that ring will remind you of Princess Diana. It was fabulous. And, I mean, I was just like, wow, she's beautiful. And she's a commoner. That's the thing I love the most. She's not royalty. You know, he found a down-to-earth girl that, you know, is treating them good and loving them right. And you can't be mad at that. So love is definitely in the air. And I think it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So congratulations to many of the couples that are getting engaged and that are already married. Also, too, Martin Lawrence got married earlier this year. And this was his long-term girlfriend. It was rumored Jamie Foxx got married. I have to see. I haven't heard too much more about that one. But Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz also got married the same weekend that Teenie and Lala got married. So that was interesting that three heavy hitter couples, you know, megastar couples, whatever you want to call them, got married all during the same weekend in July. So much blessings to them. I wish them, you know, definitely the best. And so just a wonderful, wonderful thing to see so many couples that are settling down, getting married, and enjoying life. I think that's awesome. So, you know, many are going to be excited. They're going to want to know, what does the gown look like? You know, they want to hear the songs they're going to play. They're going to want to know the wedding colors for Prince Williams. This is going to be a huge event. Many of you also remember when Princess Diana got married. It was one of the largest televised weddings in the world. And I see this also being another huge event. So I think that is just going to be fabulous. Just great, you know. But who else is getting married out there? Listeners in the chat, I am on my way. I actually had to reboot my system here, but things are working out for me. I just wanted to let you know that I will be in the chat box shortly. And I tell you, these computers, you got to love them, huh? You just got to love them. So, yeah, that's the latest as far as, you know, love and celebrity couples. I think that that's going to be awesome. Many of you have, for my sports fans here, I don't know if you heard, there was a little situation with Demi Moore and her husband, Austin. And many of you know he is the one that does Punk. And what happened was it was alleged that there were some recruits that they were kind of, what's the word? I forgot the exact word that you use. I wanted to say teasing, but that's not it. More so whining, dining, tempting, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word. But it's something where they were allegedly trying to, you know, finesse, if you will. I guess that's a better word. This recruit, it was actually two of them, to join Iowa. And many of you know that Ashton, I'm talking about Austin, Lord, Ashton actually is from Iowa. You know, and so, you know, he wanted these two recruits to actually play for Iowa, and they got into, I guess, you know, investigation, trying to say, hey, listen, did you kind of, you know, persuade these recruits with your celebrity power? So we will certainly continue to keep our eyes on that to see what's going on here. Okay. Well, here I am. I got my chat box open. We're going to do another short but sweet segment. As you know, that this show was originally scheduled for a top model. We actually have three of them that will be arriving and we're in the process of rescheduling their show. But what I have on Thursday, Swagger Magazine, I can't wait to do this interview, entrepreneur making some great things happen in the community. And so we're going to have them next Thursday come through and just share, you know, as far as from an editorial aspect, what it's like to do what you have to do and work for such an incredible magazine company and to just do your own thing, what it's like to have, you know what I'm saying, your own thing. You know, entrepreneurship is certainly the way to go, especially in this day and age, huh, with the economy. All righty. Yay. Hi, Golga. Yes, there I am. Here I am. Finally. You know, that's the thing about live radio. You get everything up close and personal. But, yes, I finally got the chat box open.
All right.
Yeah. All right. That deserves a round of applause in itself. Yes, so welcome. All of my loyal listeners, you guys are awesome. Thank you for spreading the word about Brown Sugar Radio. The show would not be the same without you. And like I said, we have some awesome interviews that will be lined up for the month of November and December. Keep in mind also with the holidays coming up, I have a special treat in store for my listeners. I have celebrity makeup artist Tierra that will be coming onto the show and sharing with us some holiday tips, what we can do in order to step our game up and look our absolute best. And it's going to be great because that Tuesday is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So it's going to be very important for those of you who want to look just elegant, eloquent. You speak eloquent, right? You look elegant. Anywho, you want to look your best and you want to make sure you have it together. You got your A game on. Tune in on the 23rd because, like I said, we will have celebrity makeup artist Tierra that will be making a special guest appearance on Brown Sugar Radio. And then on Tuesday, November 3rd, we are going to have, this is really, really special to me because this particular athlete I actually went to high school with, and he is a track star doing his thing. He has a foundation going, and this show is going to be awesome, all right, because of the fact that I actually knew Michael Walton before he became a track star and ran in the Olympics and all this other kind of stuff. Him and Al Joyner actually work together and do different various events in order to support the community, and I think it's a powerful impact what they're doing as far as education. So we're going to have him on November 30th. That'll be after Thanksgiving, and so that's going to be very, very, you know, informative, all right, to learn about his foundation and what it took in order to be successful. So those are just some of the shows we have lined up. And definitely, you know, I want for those of you who are traveling out of state to make sure that you be safe and that you take the opportunity to make sure that, you know, you get to your destination carefully, because I don't want to hear about, you know, anyone, you know, drinking and driving or with the weather being in a condition that is, you know, dangerous. Please don't drive if it's black ice on the road or if it's snow all the way up to your car. Just, you know, use caution with that, all right? So we are going to actually get into a little music. You know that music makes the world go round. Ain't that right, y'all? Ain't that right, Golga? Don't music make the world go round? So I am going to get into a quick, brief song here, and I'm feeling right now some Raheem Divine, all right? That's another brother we got to have on Brown Sugar Radio because he does his thing. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Y'all keep it locked on your premier choice in Internet Radio. Thank you. I love that song. Now, this past Tuesday, many of you that are on my Facebook page had actually seen, I had shouted out a dear friend of mine who lost her life, and we were very, very close, schoolmates, and the loss devastated me. And so I want to take this opportunity to give a tribute to my dear friend, Vanessa McCree. The services are actually going to be held this Saturday coming up at 1 p.m. at Wages and Sons Funeral, okay, and this is going to be at 1040 Main Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. For those of you who knew Vanessa, and the reason I'm shouting it out because I do have a lot of my high school classmates that tune in to Brown Sugar Radio that knew Vanessa, and she was a very dear friend of mine. I'm actually going to do a tribute album for her on my Facebook page. You can tune in to that possibly this weekend when I get a second. Y'all know your girl Brown Sugar's in school, and so I've been trying to balance all this out. It's a lot, but I'm making it do what it do. But I have to take this opportunity for my dear friend that lost her life And I want to have just a moment of silence and dedicate this moment to Vanessa McCree. You will always be a very special person in my life and the life of others. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take this time for Vanessa, you guys. If you want to light a candle, I like to do a tribute ceremony for my girl. I'm lighting a candle right now as we speak, and we're going to have 60 seconds of silence and give it up for her. I know her brother and her father are going through this difficult time. All right, so for those of you who want to grab your camera, go ahead and join us because we're going to go ahead and give it up right now for Vanessa. Okay. All right, this is our tribute for Vanessa McCree. To give it up for my girl, and you will always be remembered in my heart. So, what do we have coming in store on Brown Sugar Radio? A lot of exciting things. In December, as I mentioned previously, we have several celebrity guests that will be arriving, and so you got to come back. I don't want to give it all to you. Y'all know how I do. I like to give you teasers, so you keep coming back, keep checking it out. All the archive listeners, I want to say thank you for locking Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. I noticed that our numbers have increased, and so the Facebook listeners also are increasing tremendously, and I just want to say thank you all because like the show would not be the same without you. Also, too, we want to make sure that this Thanksgiving, as I mentioned earlier, please be safe. Have fun, enjoy your family, and just know that this life that we have on earth is to be enjoyed. With my friend passing, it has just shown me that we have to truly cherish the moments that God gives us. Allow him to use you when opportunities present themselves, and you have to feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, be courageous in order to achieve your destiny in life that you were called to do. And so I really, really, really am just excited because I know 2011 is going to be a phenomenal year, and I'm kind of surprised how fast this year went by. I'm just like, wow, are you serious? Did it really go this fast? You know, it's crazy when you look back and you think that this is already November. Where did this year go? But I always want to make sure that I encourage my listeners, you know, to please take that time and enjoy the moment. We talked about last week rushing your days away. We don't want to do that. We don't want to wake up and say, oh gosh, you know, here it is, another day that I just really am just wanting to get through, you know. Oh, wow, it's Monday. Oh, wow. You know, we want to be able to just say, you know what, God, I thank you for this day. I'm going to make it the best that I possibly can. And you just roll with it, you know. And that, to me, I believe is very important, that you are grateful, you know, for the time that we have on earth, instead of complaining and saying, oh, wow, it's only Tuesday. So I always make sure that I stress that, to enjoy the moment and to always make each day the best that you absolutely can. And so we're going to go ahead and close. You know that I love to do motivational sayings. And before we close tonight, the thought that I'd like to leave you with, which is a very, very powerful thought, it says, do what you feel in your heart to be right, or you'll be criticized anyway. A fall into a ditch makes you wiser. But our title is earned, never giving, and what's earned is yours forever. So take that and apply it in your life and just make it the best that you absolutely can. I want to say thank you all for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio this evening. This has been another short but sweet segment. We'll be back on Thursday with Swagger Magazine, all right? Definitely follow us, add us, tweet us, look for Brown Sugar Radio, that's S-U-G-A. And I got to say thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You make it a fantastic night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can